Hello and welcome to the Legendary Chiropractor Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Reuter, and this podcast is brought to you by thelegendarychiropractor.com, an interactive and immersive virtual platform for prospective chiropractic students, current chiropractic students, recent chiropractic school graduates, and even veteran doctors of chiropractic out in the field wanting just a little bit more from this profession. I hope that you enjoy today's episode, and if you do, be sure to share with a friend, leave us a rate, leave us a review, and also be sure to subscribe to get more. Dr. Brad Glowacki runs one of the highest volume, highest profile, highest profitability practices in the world, and it's all run with vitalistic communication procedures. Those procedures from his office are then shared with other chiropractors at his various trainings as a part of Level Up Mentoring. This information is created, developed, tested, and then packaged simplistically before being taught. With bruises and scars from making mistakes, Dr. Glow always delivers refined content that is battle-tested and simplified for use on Monday. To level up your life and practice, head over to levelupmentoring.rocks. That's levelupmentoring.rocks. Cairo HD, superior cloud-based practice management software. Cairo HD is a user-friendly, all-in-one EHR solution built with one mission, to help you run your practice like a boss. Learn more at cairohd.com. Total Clinic Solutions is your go-to source for purchasing both brand new and refurbished chiropractic equipment, as well as phone support for repairs and maintenance. Call Derek and allow him to combine your wishes and his 23 years of chiropractic equipment expertise to find what's best for you and your patients at 704-622-4089 or head to totalclinicsolutions.com now. Thank you for allowing this brief disruption to take place. And now back to the program. Hey, what is going on, legendary Kairos out there? Tuning in real quick this morning before I head into the practice to change some lives and adjust some great, great people. But we're talking today all about branding and really being comfortable with being uncomfortable, right? Because in all reality, there is a total shift taking place, not only in the healthcare system, but also in the way we market our practices and the way we communicate the message of chiropractic to the rest of the public. Now, how that is taking place is through this shift of going digital, right? Everything is going digital. Everything is going this way. And I mean, frankly, we see it all the time. We see that we were doing health talks, we were doing screenings, we were doing dinners with the doc, we were doing all of these things. And if you're still able to do those things, and if you're still doing those things, that's fantastic. That is great. Keep doing them. Keep, you know, following all the rules that you have to follow and all the hoops you got to jump through. I get it. I totally understand. However, when you realize how powerful digital marketing is and digital branding is, you will never, ever, 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 ever do another form or version of marketing again. Now, do I think it's smart to only have all of your eggs in one basket? Absolutely not. And I will never tell you that. I will never tell you to only put all your eggs in one basket. The reason why is because when the internet stops or shuts down, I mean, we've seen some crazy stuff happen in our lives already, especially those that have been around for a little while. But if something crazy like that happens, where the internet shuts down or some sort of censorship starts to take place, yeah, is there censorship already with healthcare providers? For sure, right? But when it comes into the effect of like huge shutdown or huge censorship in the fact that like you can't post anything about your business or practice, that's where you need to pivot and be able to market yourself in your community, doing health talks, doing screenings, doing festivals, doing all these different things, right? So those are really, really important to recall. Now, what do I think are the best forms of marketing that you can have? One is internal marketing. That's the best one you can have. And the way you go about doing that is you ask for referrals, right?
You ask people for referrals, ask them to bring their kids in, ask them to bring their family members in. Don't be annoying about it, but ask them for referrals. The second thing I recommend is digital marketing, external digital marketing, right?
SCED is the all-in-one system that allows for amazing control and flexibility of your scheduling. Yes, your next new hire. Every aspect of when and where you service your customers is at your command. SCED is tightly integrated with your existing EHR system. This software was made by a chiropractor specifically for chiropractic. No joke. Go check out their latest care plan feature by heading to go.sced.life/legendarypod. Easily share your passion for chiropractic and look good doing it with Above Down Apparel, offering a premium lineup of principled apparel that's impossibly soft, sustainably sourced, and chiropractic AF. Visit abovedown.co and follow them on Instagram to learn more and score yourself some sweet chiro swag. Every chiropractic clinic needs a compliance program. If you are not sure what that includes or why you need one, let Dr. Robin from RHDC Consulting help you build your chiropractic compliance. If you are ready to get started, head to robin-hale.mykajabi.com and let Dr. Robin guide you to the end result.
Thank you for allowing this brief disruption to take place. And now back to the program.
Thing I would recommend is physical marketing, getting out into your community, doing health talks, doing screenings, getting into the schools, talking to people about their health, about their wellness, and creating a lifestyle out of chiropractic, and really shifting their mindset and their paradigms about what is true health, how they can achieve it for themselves, and understand why it's important to be doing what you're doing and have a healthy nervous system, because that's the conversation we're having. It's not about pain, guys. It's not about pain. It's not about neck pain, back pain, headaches, right? Those might be the things that get your patients in the door, your practice members in the door, but that's not why they're really there. They're really there to hear from you, hear your mindset, get your knowledge and expertise. Otherwise, they wouldn't be sitting in front of you, right? Like, some people are like, It just wasn't a good fit, right? It's like, no, hold on, time out. They seeked your advice, right? As much as the insurance game stinks, as much as all that conversation stinks, they seeked your advice out. They're sitting in front of you. They're an open audience for you to kind of share your thoughts, your opinions, your ideas with them about what health and wellness looks like. Now, am I saying word vomit on them like I'm doing for you right now and throw all of your chiropractic passion onto them in the first visit? Absolutely not. That is not what I'm saying. However, what I am saying is that, back to branding, we need to have multiple forms of branding to get these people in our office, to get them under chiropractic care and get their nervous systems checked, because we know a checked nervous system creates a better outcome for them, for their families, and for the community that they are residing in. And overall, if we want to play this ripple effect all the way to the global scale, it affects the world and impacts the world. And we know that. We just have to get them in our office. So how do you do that? Internal referrals, for sure. Ask people to invite their friends and family into the office. Second one, digital marketing. Get on Facebook Live. Get on Facebook doing ads. Get on Google AdSense. Get on Instagram. Get on YouTube ads. Start running things in your local community, and then work with somebody who knows how to generate a pixel and who knows how to warm up a pixel and who knows how to do all of these different things with Facebook and Google, and really start to hone in your audience around your office and even beyond that. And then start to get those people into your door talking about chiropractic, talking about health and wellness, and really changing people's lives. Because until you get them face down on that table, their life is not changed. It's just not changed, right? So you have to get them face down on that table. We have to change lives. We know that subluxations and vertebral subluxations are destroyers of health, right? Otherwise, if we, as principal chiropractors, if we are preaching subluxation talk, communication through our communication and health talks and health screenings and everything like that, if you are preaching the subluxation talk, you better believe it that it hurts people, right? And that it causes pain on people in the sense of it causes muscular pain, it causes neurological pain. It can cause some of these things to take place. And if we didn't believe that as principal doctors, we would be frauds, right? So if you don't believe that, check yourself, look in the mirror, ask yourself, do subluxations cause problems and disease? Yes, absolutely, right? We just have to go out there and preach it, preach our message, right? Preach our message to them and don't say.
Dr. Stu Hoffman, founder and president of ChiroSecure Malpractice Insurance, is the foremost expert in both risk management and risk avoidance. Understanding the everyday challenges of today's practicing chiropractor and the current public perception of chiropractic has made ChiroSecure the fastest growing malpractice insurance program of the last 28 years. Find out more at chirosecure.com. Imaging Services' primary business is chiropractic solutions. With over 45 years in the industry of helping chiropractors, Michael Tokash offers free consultations on building your business. In the past year, Imaging Services has installed over 100 x-ray machines and digital x-ray systems in over 42 states across the United States. For more, head to theimagingservices.com.
Thank you for allowing this brief disruption to take place. And now back to the program.
Isn't backed by research or especially to the public. We can talk you and I together because this is a podcast episode and I'm shooting it real right now with you. And I know you see your results in your office. I know that. But if you're going to go turn around and post some Facebook ad, right? Do not say something that isn't credited by research. It's just not smart on your part. It's not going to be healthy for your malpractice. It's just not a good idea. So we can have this conversation because we're peers, we're mentors, we're colleagues, right? But I would never put out a video saying that we cure everything as chiropractors to the public, right? It's just not what I would do. So I hope you wouldn't either. Now, here's the cool part. You got your marketing, you got your branding. You got to learn how to go on Facebook Live, talk to people, shoot a quick video, and make sure they understand where you're coming from, who you are, and how to get in touch with your office. The second thing is you have to start doing things in the physical, right? Start doing dinners, start talking again, start getting people back into either the office or some sort of restaurant that you were doing your talks in before, just at limited capacity. But those people that are going to show up are the people that are most interested, the most invested in their health and wellness moving forward. You got to understand that. So internal referrals, digital marketing with Facebook, Google, Instagram, YouTube, and last but not least, physical marketing with getting out, doing health talks, screenings, things like that. You have to have all three minimum. You have to have all three because if one goes down in the dumps, right? If one goes down in the dumps, you have to be able to pivot and you have to be able to still get people in your door, not only to get them on their chiropractic care, but also to pay the bills, to stay open as a chiropractor in your community and provide health and wellness for them, for their families, for their friends, all right? So I brought the passion, I brought the heat today. I love you guys. I hope you have a great day today. Hope you have a very powerful week, and I will catch you on the next episode of the podcast. Love you guys. Peace and bye.
Again, I'm your host, Johnny Reuter, and you're listening to the Legendary Chiropractor Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in, and thank you for engaging with us on all of our platforms, including but not limited to Facebook and Instagram, all at The Legendary Chiropractor. Be sure to check our home site out at thelegendarychiropractor.com, as we have much to offer for prospective chiropractic students, current chiropractic students, recent chiropractic school graduates, and even veteran doctors of chiropractic out in the field. And lastly, I'd like to thank not only you, our listener, but also our podcast sponsors. Without them, this show wouldn't be possible. So I encourage you to go check out their websites and what they have to offer in the show notes for this episode. Thanks again. Stay legendary, my friends.